Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Validation for Stephon Diggs after the season he had, personally, individually, the great numbers. Just how did that validate him along the way as a team player that he clearly proved to be too?
Yeah, he's been really good since he's been here. I know we've had talks about that last year. I think he does everything that we need him to do to be as good as he can be. He's a hard worker. He practices. He's very talented. He speaks up when he needs to speak up. I think he has the respect of the coaching staff, the respect of the players. It was a well-deserved captaincy. Happy to have him.
I would guess his follow will be, when he came here, did you expect that this, I mean, given what he was at Minnesota, and there was a little bit of talk about him as a teammate there, did you expect him to be the player and teammate he became?
Yeah, I think when you get new guys, not as much maybe the rookies, but free agents that you pick, or maybe you trade for guys that are veterans in this league, I don't really think you can have any preconceived notions of what they are or what they're not. The best thing is to try to let them be themselves, get to know them, build a relationship with the people that you bring in. I love them. I love the guy. I love the player. But really, it was more about relationship and getting to know one another and building a level of trust, right? So when you have some trust, then you have some respect. And when you have some respect, you have some accountability. And, you know, he's a man of integrity and loyalty. And, he fit right in, bonded well with, I'd say, the coaching staff and the players, and, you know, let him be him. And then his talent took over, and then, you know, he's got some high energy out there that I think that a lot of the guys feed off of. So I can see why he was voted captain.
Brian, one of the things you've said multiple times this offseason is that you don't need to run the ball more. You need to run the ball more effectively. So as we've gone through these last couple months, do you feel like the team is in a good position to basically accomplish that as we get ready for the season?
Yeah, time will tell. The squad that we're facing this week is – you know, one of the best defenses historically, you know, the last however many years that Coach Tomlin and Coach Butler have been here, and they have a lot of really good players up front in the back end. I think they lead the league in first-round draft picks on a defense with 8. So time will tell. We're going to have our work cut out for us, and, the same thing in the pass game.
You got it.
Yeah, no questions for you. You're done.
That's fine. I was talking to Mike Tomlin. Yeah. So.
Okay. Did you get any good information?
Yeah. Well, he acknowledged the comparison.
He had to open the door.
He did. He acknowledged the comparison between Josh and Ben. Have been around for quite some time, so.
You just jump right in and cut
everybody
off.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Brian, when you guys beat the Steelers last December, in the first half, their pass rush was giving you a hard time, and what did you do? What kind of adjustments can you talk about that you made to get them out of that and have more success in the second half?
Yeah, well, look, it really, Murph, was both games. You go back and you watch, you know, yeah, I mean both. I mean 2019, 2020, I mean they're ranked in the top 5 in every statistical category. They have exceptional players. Really all the guys they rotate in, and now they got Ingram back there too on the edge. And obviously Watt and Hayward and those guys. Look, it's hard. It's hard to block them. And they pressure a lot too. So, look, we got our work cut out for us. There's not a whole lot of adjustments. We got to do a good job of blocking them and getting open. They play tight man-to-man coverage. They got a great style of defense. Coordinator's been there a long time. The guys know what they're doing. They're a really formidable opponent, one of the best in the league. So, We got a big challenge ahead of us.
If I may, Brian. What about
no one's stopping you, Moore.
What about Josh talked about how maybe subconsciously watching Ben growing up, while he was growing up, you know, maybe subconsciously he adopted some of the qualities that Ben had. And I know there's been comparisons made between Josh, not career-wise, but just their attributes. Do you see that in the two?
I don't know. I mean, look, I got too much respect. Ben's been doing this a long, long, long time, and we're still early in Josh's career. I mean, Ben's a future Hall of Famer. We're just trying to put one foot in front of the other and try to be as good as we can this week.
Brian, how much does Isaiah's now added responsibilities in the return game affect maybe some of his usage on the offensive side of things?
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. I mean, look, he's going to have to do a good job of handling the football and playing that part of the game for us. And whatever role we see fit for him for that particular week, you know, we'll use. He's a guy that works hard. He'll be in shape. And, you know, whether that's a smaller role, the bigger role, I think that determines, you know, determined by the opponent that we play and what we think we can use.
Week one, I don't know, what is your perspective on guys' fitness? I mean, obviously they're all fit.
Yeah.
I mean, week one.
No, that's a great question.
Maybe you might say, well, maybe we want, you know, lobby Sean, let's keep an extra receiver because we want to roll them maybe a little more than we do in week nine.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. Look, it's the first game is a bunch of unknowns, right? You can study in the off season, you can study here as we're getting ready to play a team, you can look at the preseason, you can look at stuff that they did last year. You really don't know exactly what you're going to get. You know, usually it's got some weather to it, you know, temperature a little bit. There's, you know, some level of, you know, excitement, and you know, it's just a little different. The first game is always a special professional game during the year. So we're going to have to be ready to use all our guys. Adrian Clem, yeah, he was a good second-round pick, I believe. Outdating myself a while ago. Did a good job when I was with him at New England there. Great person, you know, that's definitely could say that about him. He's a great person, and, you know, he's ascending up the ranks pretty quickly here.
You see any Skarnecchia? I mean, not that you study their O-line.
Yeah, I couldn't speak on that. I just, you know, as a person, I have a, you know, he's a really good person, good man, and, you know, also, I'd be remiss to say we lost a great one in David Patton here about a week ago. A young guy, coached receiver at New England, died in a motorcycle crash. Thoughts and prayers to his family.
Brian, there was a lot of talk in the offseason about tight end and speculation from us in the media or fans about, you know, maybe upgrading at that position. You guys are going with Dawson and Tommy. Just two, I know Reggie can play it a little
sure.
bit, but, you know, one, is that a vote of confidence in those two guys specifically? And then two, in regards to Dawson in particular, the job that he did maybe blocking out that outside talk and just, you know, focusing on the task at hand.
Yeah, I think, you know, Dawson's really done a good job of his mental approach. The guy that was just walking by us, Rob Boris, has done a really good job with him. And, you know, he's developed since he's been here. He's, you know, you got to block out any type of noise, whether it's good or bad. You got to focus on the things that you can focus on, which is your work ethic, which is taking care of your body, doing all the things that you can do to put yourself in a good position. And he's done that. He's had a good camp here, and we're excited to see him.
Brian, we've talked about Cody Ford a few times this summer. You know, now that you've seen him come through the preseason and, you know, on the precipice at the start of the season,
sure.
Where is he at, and how much confidence do you have in him going into year three?
Yeah, he's in a good spot. We have confidence in him. You know, he's been playing right guard. You know, he's done a good job since he's been back, and have a lot of confidence in him.
Kind of going off of that, Brian, what have you seen from Deion now that the preseason's all over? We're going into week one. Where is he at since making that return from his battle with COVID?
Yeah, I think he's worked really hard. You know, he's done a lot of extra stuff, too, to try to get his wind up and – you know, it goes back to Mark's question. Like, look, the first game, you're going to be, you know, excited, and there's going to be a lot of adrenaline. And, you know, I think he's put himself in as good a position as he can put himself in, working with our strength staff and getting ready with the extra conditioning. You know, he's battled back, obviously a tough deal to battle back from, but he's done a good job, and I think he's in a good spot.
You talk about a lot of the unknowns. Where does emotions of a home opener
back with a full stadium. Is that another unknown that weighs in?
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, look, last season was a little bit different. You know, being from here and having a lot of friends and people around here, I know there's a great deal of excitement to come back here and to tailgate and be ready to go and be loud when our defense is up and not as loud when our offense is up. And, you know, we've got a smart crowd here of fans. And, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to be back and really feel, you know, football. You see these college games this past week and the crowds. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to focus on what we can do. Give them something to cheer about, and you know, you got to kind of compartmentalize, if you will. It's great to have our 12th man out there, but we have to do our job and really focus in on and be detailed on what we need to do. Yeah, I said this before, Chris. It's good to have. He's a, you know, 34-year-old guy. Doesn't seem 34. Seems like a little bit of a younger guy. Has had a wealth of experience. He's smart. So, again, one of the guys that fits into the room, I think, well. And, you know, hopefully we can utilize his talent.
Brian, with whether it's Josh and his relationship with Jim, or we saw Bruce here a couple weeks ago talking to the D-linemen, and I know Sean has a relationship with Marv, that connection that this – group has seemed to form with those 90s teams.
Yeah, guy behind you too.
Yeah.
Taking notes or drawing cartoons.
Just, you know, what can you guys take away from that, and how neat is that for this group to have with those guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we have so much respect for the people that have come before us in this organization. You know, those 90s teams, you know, early 90s teams, that they laid the foundation for, you know, the Buffalo Bills organization. And there was some rocky times, and I think Sean and Brandon have really done a fabulous job of doing it their way and trying to bring things together the way they see fit, and then having guys that you can lean on and talk to, whether it be, you know, Steve or Jim or Bruce or Tally, or I mean, I could name the whole damn roster. You know, they were a big fan back in the day. So you know, we're trying to build our identity, and it's great to lean on the greats of the past here, because they really laid the foundation. I hope they all have breakout seasons. You know, we're just, you know, no one in specific, just go out there and try to do the best job we can. And, you know, it's always tough. Each week is tough. This week, we got one of the best defenses to go against. So it's a challenging week. It's a challenging week of preparation. I know it's challenging for the players out there. We're trying to give them hard looks, you know, trying to be as ready to go as we can be. Good follow-up. You're waiting for me to say Gabe. Yeah, no, that's okay. I said this about him before. Very dependable player for a second-year guy. Was dependable for us last year. He's had a good training camp. Works extremely hard. You know, he's, you know, doing everything he can do to be as ready as he can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.